30 Years Among the Dead. Now, this is a very old book. It was written probably in the 1920s, and it was by a husband and wife team. The wife was the medium, and she was the channel, and the husband was the recorder and also the man that interviewed the spirits that came through his wife's body. Now, I don't say that that's a good thing to allow spirits to come through your body. I didn't give approval when spirits jumped into my body when I first started my mediumship, and it was very difficult on my body. I would do a reading for somebody, a dead person would get in my body, and I literally would be in bed for 3 days afterwards. And the emotions were so intense. Sometimes I just cried through the entire reading because the love was so intense that I was feeling from this soul. So I quickly learned I did not want to allow people to get into my body. But apparently this medium did, and she must have done it for about 30 years. And the book is based on the interview style where the doctor would interview, you know, the spirit, or he would interview somebody else. So it was very transcription format. And I like that. I use that same format for my books in the We Got It All Wrong series. I think it's easy enough to understand. But what I found interesting about this is he ran into a lot of spirits who were really angry. And they basically showed that anger a lot at the doctor. And there was a lot of frustration. Now, I don't know, I haven't read the whole book because it's pretty big. But I learned when I started working with ghosts that the ghost level is a very intense level that a soul will go through. And that is by design, because these souls really need to look at things that they refused to look at when they were alive. And so they go into the ghost level and everything is amplified. If they were sad, they're you know, really bad off sad. If they're angry, they're very angry. If they're confused, they're very confused. And so those reasons for that intensified emotional feelings is so that they'll look at their stuff. They no longer have a body. They don't have to make money. They don't have to feed their body. They have to look at their baggage. And that is the purpose of the ghost level. Not one of punishment, but one of major growth. And I had found out that you can write in the ghost level into your outline, which is means you schedule it, even if you're not conscious that you've scheduled it. And so you find yourself there. But I also have learned that you could, in the moments of your death, choose to not cross into the light. Well, the other area is ghost level. So if you're not going to cross into the light because you're afraid to be judged by God, or you're afraid to see somebody who's on the other side, maybe a murderer might not want to run into the person he murdered, or you just don't feel that you're worthy to cross into the light and you want to stay because you're not worthy. There's a lot of reasons why ghosts stay. But through reading this book, you can find a lot more reasons why spirits stay in and go into the ghost level. Very interesting read. If you're interested in ghosts, this is a good book for you.